Welcome to the U.S. Imagine Cup 2016 Finals! The way we're going to structure it is we're going to have each team step to the stage, present on screen for 5 minutes, and have our judges ask Q&A for 5 minutes.
You know, every day I think about entrepreneurs looking to solve important community challenges, and it's always exciting to meet the next generation of entrepreneurs that are really trying to make a difference.
I was invited to be a judge, and so no better way to be a part of this whole competition.
I think of the Imagine Cup as a really, really fancy technical science fair where teams come and pitch their ideas. So it's also like Shark Tank. So it's like Shark Tank and a science fair put together.
It's going to be really tough today. All of the teams are really awesome. They're coming from all over the U.S., and so that's really exciting, but it also makes our job a lot harder.
Doing what they're doing, being an entrepreneur, you're going to have a lot of people telling you why your idea isn't going to work. And in many ways, it's how do you pull those nuggets of advice, kind of make your idea better, but then to largely tune the rest of them out, to have that conviction and that passion to really see through your idea.
I think for all of us, it's a great environment to be in. Being able to interact with industry representatives and seeing all the cool, exciting things that are going on, especially here in San Francisco.
I'm looking for creativity, passion specifically, and just excitement overall from just, you know, that next generation of entrepreneurs.
It was exciting to see all the energy. I mean, the future's bright.
The thing I'm most excited about at Imagine Cup is getting to connect with other teams, as well as all the professionals here.
Think about the enthusiasm and the talent that you see at Imagine Cup. It's impressive.
It's just amazing to see the caliber of students here today.
I just love seeing innovative problems, innovative solution. I love seeing great hacks come together. And being able to see some of these kids who are, you know, top of their game nationwide is pretty awesome.
I think if we get through 10 minutes of what will be really stressful for us on stage, then we'll be doing all right.
The demos were awesome, and I think for us getting back up on stage, we really just want to see and learn a little bit more about business model, about the team, and what their vision is for the business over time.
The fact that the students made it this far means they've crossed many, many barriers already. So these are really creative kids, and they're talented, so I'm really expecting a lot of really great entries. And usually, as in the past, it's really tough to choose a best one.
How do we make a positive impact in people's lives?
We are going to kick things off with our first team.
We're here today to introduce to you Dora.
So we created a Tactile, a real-time text-to-braille converter.
Today I'm going to be talking to you about the Visual IoT and Robotics Programming Language Environment, or VIPL for short.
We've created BEST. It's a police training simulator.
We think local polls can tremendously reduce apathy by providing the tools for both citizens and governments to imagine that smarter city.
RecycleBot is a trash can that automatically sorts trash from recycling.
We are Team RecycleBot, and we're trying to save the world one recyclable at a time.
Our goal with REST is to reduce the damages caused by invasive species by preventing their introduction in the first place.
Sundown is a same-screen local multiplayer stealth shooter.
Our game Nova is your personal music box.
Spire of the Solen is platforming by combat.
And that concludes our U.S. Imagine Cup 2016 judging. Can you make some noise? It's been an amazing day.
We are here at the U.S. finals for the Imagine Cup. So this is the People's Choice Award, and our winner is Gunlock. Come on up.
Introducing Gunlock. Is an aftermarket gun accessory that alerts a user when a firearm is moved and gives gun owners peace of mind.
Now our second award is Innovation, and our winner is HealthX. Congratulations.
HealthX is an eye tracking game designed to diagnose and treat lazy eye.
Imagine you're going to hospital with your kid, playing 5 minutes of video game that can save your kid's eye for the rest of his life.
Our next award is in World Citizenship, and our winner is Bolo VR.
All right, so BEST stands for Behavior, Ethics, Strategy, Tactics. Blue dots are civilians and red dots are officers. These dots have names, they have faces, they have families.
This award is the Games category winner, and our winner is Mild Beast Games. Congratulations.
I'd like to present to you our game, Sundown. Some of our fondest memories were when we were playing games with family and friends, these types of games on like the couch where we can like get together and socialize. We wanted to take that same screen experience and build a game that really embraces that idea.
On behalf of the U.S. Imagine Cup team, I want to congratulate all the winners again and all of the participants. We were inspired by all of the finalists here today. So continue to inspire us all, change the way we play, solve problems, and move forward in the world today.